Yeah, don't know. Man's from the hood and that. They said I'm from the hood. Hey, what I got on my done?
Get the fuck off!
Alright, cool, bruv.
Table for three. It's me, Aaron.
Do you get tired of that?
Nah.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Let's. When will you? When will you stop?
What you about to say? When will you marry?
That too.
When will you marry?
Yeah,
when?
That's when I'll stop. When you marry? That's when I'll stop.
I'll save it for my wife.
Okay. What? You're like, we're getting money.
Money.
We're about to have sex. Come on, William.
I'm gonna do that one time.
Yeah. What's good? It's your boy Abs.
It be out here, gang, gang. Grr. Hey.
And we are joined by Eden. Said it wrong last time. And Alex.
Yay.
Congratulations.
How you feeling? Good.
I'm comfortable in it.
Comfortable.
I'm comfortable.
You guys like coming on our show?
Huh?
Yeah, man. Coming. Great show.
Would you think? Do you think this was madder than the last time, or which one's better?
I think last time was madder. Do you know why? And I always remember this. Yeah. The first time I came on this couch. Yeah. The first question that Ibby asked me is if I get pussy.
Yeah,
and you know what's mad? I was out of a relationship when he asked me that, yeah. Oh. So I was sitting on this couch, like, should I answer this question?
That's mad.
Like, did I ask that?
Did you do that?
Yeah. So you're mad forward.
That's mad. Were you drinking?
No, I was sober.
So Eden, do you get pussy?
Answer that question. Nah.
Because remember we were talking about Snapchat. Like, oh, Eden knows all the tips and tricks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, oh, look at this guy.
Yeah, I was like, Eden's out here. Fuck it. I remember that. Okay,
We are joined by Alex
and
Eden.
Finished.
How are you, Alex? How's the pussy?
Yeah. Keep myself to myself. All is good.
They are both podcasters. You guys want to talk about your podcast? We didn't talk about it in the last episode, but it'll be in the bio.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah.
Right. Comment, like, subscribe on both of the podcasts because I told you to.
Yeah, and when are we coming on your lot's podcast?
We've got to read some books first before we go on Alex's one.
I read Biff and Chip.
Chip and Biff.
Captain Underpants.
No, so I got two podcasts. So I got I'm Mostly Lit.
That's a nigga who got Tupac.
Tupac.
Podcast.
I'm a host.
You're a host.
So we got Mostly Lit. That's books, pop culture.
What's the name of the other podcast?
Wait, you haven't got to it yet.
I'm just about to.
Sorry.
I'm on your neck.
All right, we know about that one. We do books, pop culture, and some film. And That's been going.
You talk about Gabrielle Union on your podcast and how she's always the same character in every film.
I never said that though.
I'm not asking you. I'm not asking you. It was a question.
Go look at your friend.
Yeah, talking to the wrong man. So that's Mostly Lit. And then I started my own podcast in October.
What's it called?
What Matters with Alex Reeds.
Wow. Your name's in the whole thing.
It's the name, the face, everything. It's just a bit. But yeah,
What Matters?
What Matters?
It's What's it matter?
It's one-on-one conversations with people that have got a story to share. And that's where I'm kind of asking them what matters to them. We chat about everything, whether it be culture or mental health or well-being or anything personal development-wise. It's anything that we can possibly talk about.
You're basically Trisha Goddard.
You actually got to
stop this podcast right now. I take him outside and fight him.
What are you doing, like, small therapy?
I said you're Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake,
bang.
I'm not going to lie, though. I was quite moody last week.
You're moody? Bro.
Yeah, I was just in a bad mood. I don't know why, though. Like, I had a weird dream. I don't know if you can help me. Maybe
you come to do therapy. So you need a licensed professional.
Oh, okay. said what matters. I'm trying to ask.
So the conversation tends to edge around that. Obviously, last season I spoke to a lot of people who have just become freelancers, like myself, or people who have had career changes, authors, various people, creative entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to extend and expand that guest list for the next season, and we'll see. But that's me. That's what I've done. Let's talk about Eden.
Yeah, I don't have two podcasts. I got one.
Cheers!
Like,
cheers!
Like most some normal people.
Cheers! On his neck!
Some people only need one!
Yeah, it's called I'm Done A Lot The Stands. That's Pod. It's a music podcast with a focus on stan culture. So we talk about music, things like main pop culture topics, talking about how crazy people can be when it comes to music and how general opinion on music isn't really counted anymore. Mm. You kind of get people that force their opinions. You have to like this song, you have to like this artist and stuff like that. So we've had one season coming back in February, and yeah, that's the podcast.
Jeez. Yeah. Go comment, like and subscribe.
Fun fact about Ibby, he hasn't listened to anything new, only listened to Blonde.
Really?
Listen, Blonde is the best album.
What, in 2019?
Wait, you mean the new stuff in 2018? You didn't listen to anything?
I'm joking, he did.
I was about to say.
Listen, I listened to Blonde 4 times this week.
Yeah, you've definitely done too much. Blonde is amazing.
I've not actually listened to it properly.
How?
Oh.
That's what do you mean? That's how? Terrible.
I'm busy.
Oh. Busy doing what? Not listening to Blonde.
Isn't there that listening thing?
Listening party.
Listening
in the dark. Listening in the dark.
Let's go.
I need to get back into it.
You might as well come. There's like a listening party for Blonde.
Ah.
You should come.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Cool. So, Blonde hasn't happened
yet. I forgot.
That'd be sick.
Well, just kiss.
Let's do that.
Okay, cool. Let's get into Ask the Table.
User.
Which one you fucking blacks want to go first?
All right. Wow.
Your questions are always wild, like.
All right, you're doing well. Food is on the table. You just recently got engaged, but your wife is telling you she feels unappreciated / invisible. How are you comforting her?
I'm not.
You just got engaged. You're doing well. You're doing well.
I ain't got a wife.
Do you know what? I feel like I could predict the topics that I was going to be asked on this thing, you know? It's from this Joe Budden video. Have you seen it?
Oh, no.
Basically, Sin comes to Joe Budden and she's like, you're never here anymore. You're
always the love of hip hop. Love of hip hop. Yeah.
And you need to be here more. I'm depressed and stuff like that. And his reply was just blunt, like, I'm you working. Just keep coming to me with small bullshit. That's all he said.
The worst way to handle it. That's the worst way.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes. What are you really saying?
What do you want me to do?
Yeah, like, what's up? Yeah,
if we're recently engaged, why did you say yes if you're unhappy?
Yeah, that's the first
question. That's the first one I asked. So I asked you to marry me. You said yeah. So instead of saying no, instead of saying yeah in public because you're not going to embarrass me, and then telling me in private that.
So wait, it says, what's it? Can you just.
Food is on the table.
Basically, everything's going well. Everything's fine.
You're working, food is on the table, you recently engaged, and then she tells you, listen, I feel unappreciated.
How by who?
You.
By you, nigga.
Because it's not me.
It is you.
It can't be me.
It can't be me. I don't know who you're
about to be. It can't be me.
Is it your.
By who?
Is it your boss?
Who's it gonna
it must be your colleagues.
Tell me.
It must be your friends.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, help me. I'm trying to help you.
Because it's your own spirit that's rattled right now.
Yeah.
I think you have to. Like,
I'm not going to lie. The first thing I'm saying is how.
Yeah, you have to. Like,
you're saying how. I'm saying by who.
Yeah, by
who.
You have to ask the question, like, all right.
How can you feel unappreciated?
You need to explain because I need to see it from your side. You need to get the empathy.
Initially, there's going to be no empathy.
Because you're
pissing me off.
No, first of all, the reason why I asked by who, because I need to be clear.
That you mean me.
That you mean me.
You come home.
Now, if you're going to come and say, I don't feel appreciated by you, I'm going to marry somebody that's going to talk with their chest. Right,
Alex,
what I'm saying.
You just had Oprah on your podcast, one-on-one, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Now you come home, your wife, I got Oprah. And she's like, and you're like, what's wrong? I feel unappreciated by you.
You should say, get your money up.
Step up. I've just come from a podcast with Oprah.
What have you done with your date?
You're choosing today. What did you do?
It's not even that you feel unappreciated by me. You feel unappreciated by yourself.
Yeah, you have to. I think you have to ask her. Like,
no, that's true. But honestly,
I would say how because I just wouldn't understand.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I wouldn't understand who she's talking about.
Yeah, just make me.
I'm honestly like who the.
All of this. The only reason this doesn't make sense is because it says recently engaged.
Yeah.
Why would you want to marry someone who doesn't appreciate
it? Yeah,
isn't love and stuff, and it's supposed to be like a continual effort. It's not supposed to be something that's like...
No, facts, but it says recently.
No, that but means, I mean like she would accept thinking it's going to improve over time.
Yeah, but she should have said this like, you need to make a change.
Yeah. But she didn't know he was going to propose though. That's my point. Like,
but as it be said, if it's in public, say yes. And then, we go
and
home,
then at home, because I feel like... If you're talking, it's like continual thing, you're supposed to grow and evolve and talk and whatever.
Mm.
If I've not, okay, let's say you're feeling like, I wasn't appreciating you. You felt like you weren't being seen, or whatever the fuck. Yeah. And then now I come.
You guys should have seen the head movie. Yeah.
I've been seen. Sure, whatever, innit? And now I come and propose to you. Yeah?
Oh my god!
And
gosh.
Whatever you say, yeah. We're talking, yeah, and you don't think, all right, cool. Now we're talking about, all right, cool. We're gonna get married, whatever. Why have you not brought up? You know what, yeah. Before you proposed to me, I wasn't being seen. You know, I felt unappreciated. Why have you not said that to me? So you can't use your mouth.
So then again, it's a question.
Like, where's your mouth?
Really, you can't really be like, why have you not said that to me? It's a bit. You have to approach it and be like, okay. Right,
no, I approach it more lightly than I'm saying it now. Yeah, but in my head, I'm thinking, why did you not say this to me when I bought this ring and I've got on my leg?
inside,
I'm moving mad. But yeah. Obviously, you gotta dress it up with niceties.
I feel like if you explored the whole food is on the table situation, maybe you are working like very hard, to make sure everything's going well, and
there's money for this wedding.
Yeah, and I guess I get it, but at the same time, you're like, they should literally relax. Yeah. Like, you're working really hard.
Yeah.
Like, the approach is very important. You can't just be like, I feel unappreciated, because like, I'll go mad on you.
Yeah.
Why do you think I'm doing all this shit?
I don't think that's a mad approach.
I feel unappreciated just out of the bando.
But you have to ask her like how and why and how long.
Yeah.
You and then the kind of
yeah,
the
but
story.
You know, like if you feel some type of way, or you have your partner and you feel some type of way, like, and you feel unappreciated, surely you would do something in terms of maybe it's, you just want more one-on-one time or something. You'd be like, oh babe, can we go X, Y, and Z? Yeah, that's a light
ideally,
hint.
Yeah.
But not like, oh, I just came back from work.
But she might have said
you've
that.
Just eaten. Everything has been paid for. You just eaten. You was watching big film on the big TV. You weren't saying nothing. You're speaking to your friends. Key, 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 key. And then we get to bed. You haven't been speaking to me all day. I'm about to sleep. Oh, I can't wait for the sleep. Babe, I feel unappreciated.
I can't talk about this right now. I'm so sorry.
When else would she be able to present it to you though?
At the dinner table when we were going to eat. In the morning,
as soon as she felt it,
she could have texted
on the phone in the day. There were ample times.
Preparation,
especially if it's your partner, fiance, whatever. They have like
they know you.
They can call you whenever. You see what I mean? Unless you're in a meeting or whatever, but they can call you whenever, literally.
Ah, you don't have time for it.
But you know that situation, like when. I'm not gonna say women, but when you're in a relationship and people are like, you should know this, rather than I have to tell you about it.
Don't ever tell me.
Don't tell me what I should know.
Because I'm not a mind reader.
No. Don't ever tell me what I should know.
Ever tell me that.
We're leaving that in 2018. Don't tell me what I should know.
Yeah, don't tell me what I should know.
Tell me with your mouth.
Yeah. I hate that. And that's that. I hate that. Because
what if I did to you? Then you're gonna say, you don't talk, you don't do this.
Yeah. Don't ever assume that I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you should know.
You're good in the corner.
Oh. Listen, I hate that.
You should
I fucking
know.
Hate that. I should know.
I'm trying to watch football. He's like, I want to talk to you. You should know I'm watching football. You should know. I don't want to speak to you.
Nah, you should know as well. Don't ever tell
don't
me
tell
you,
me
should,
you
know.
Should know.
I thought you would. I don't think.
No.
Say it. Say it.
No, I don't think.
Come on, man.
You've assumed. You made an ass.
You've assumed. There we go. Listen, you can't assume these things, man. Just say
you know what's mad? Yeah, the question was as well, how are you comforting her?
Oh, is it the word comforting?
We didn't cover her,
yeah. Oh, then you genuinely ask the question. Be like, okay, cool.
How?
Are you talking about me?
Alex, yes.
Alex, of course.
Yes.
Alex is a madman.
Alex,
is
that's very mad.
Alex is a psycho. He said, wait. He's talking about me. What happened to me?
Say my name.
Okay, no, seriously.
Alex, yes, they're talking about you.
No, seriously, yeah. You should know how to deal with your partner.
Yeah.
So you should know how to comfort them. If you don't know how to do that, then you're not in the... right, you're not in the right space to be engaged.
All this conversation, like, yeah. All right, tell me, unleash your heart.
Let's go. Timing is important. Not as you've tied your do-rag and you're going to bed.
Why? You're unappreciated by me.
Fuck off.
I hate when girls do that though. They wait. They just wait till it's the wrong time.
What's wrong? Nothing.
What's my do-rag tied? You know.
You know, I'm like that. When I take my trousers off, when I get in, if I'm wearing shorts, don't. Don't. Leave me. My mum be like, oh, I need you to go shop. I'm like,
like my sister was lucky the other day because she wanted me to pick her up from the station. And like, the do-rag was on, but it wasn't tight. So I was like, okay.
Fair.
But once I've tied it.
Yeah, once I've tied it.
And I've.
Bruh.
Now you're asking a lot.
She definitely texts Alex, can you pick me up? Who, me?
Who do you want to pick up?
Who do you want to pick up?
Okay. You guys think I'm joking? No, all
right. I know you're not. That's what you
Next question. Why do black males find it difficult to seek counseling?
Black men.
Well, that's, yeah, black men.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? I didn't know that was a thing.
That is a thing.
It is a thing. I'd say it is.
Being exposed, I guess.
Depends.
It's many, many, many different reasons. Yeah. It's I spoke about this on the Vulnerability Project podcast the other day.
Plug.
And it's it's many things. Economics. Mm-hmm. It's pride. Mm-hmm. It's just the thought of going to sit down with somebody pay money to talk about things that don't necessarily, that shouldn't, quote unquote, affect you.
Socialized you. Especially in this country, we're told like therapy's for white people or rich people.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Where if you went to America, nearly everybody's in therapy.
Yeah.
So you can kind of, it's a bit more of a member of a space. But yeah, they find it difficult for like cultural reasons.
I think for the most part, it's cultural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think, especially if like, your parents are like, if you're like their first generation immigrants or whatever the fuck the phrase is. Basically, if your parents are immigrants, they're kind of like, my G.
They find their therapy in church.
Basically not talking about it.
Don't go tell people your business, that mentality.
That as well. They're like, fam.
It's a pride.
Yeah. It's like, don't make me look crazy out here in the streets. You're going to tell strangers my business. Mad. You live in this country. You have food. You have electricity. You have clothes. You have socks. You have shoes. Why are you complaining? Mad.
Why are you upset? What is depression?
Why are you unappreciated?
Another thing as well, though, is like, because I've been considering it as well, but then I always somehow fall into the I don't have time. Like, when will I have the time to do it?
Do you want to say something?
No, man, continue. I'm listening.
So I didn't tell my mum that I went to therapy until 6 months after, when I was comfortable to stand up and be like, I went to therapy. Mm. And, she looks at me, she's like, why? I'm like, because there's just some things that I'm not going to sit down and talk to my family about. Yeah. Or friends shouldn't have to carry that burden. Mm. Friends and family can't push buttons the way a therapist can. Mm. Trust me. The therapist will unpick and push and do it. But what you said about time, I had all those excuses. I had it's too expensive. I don't have time to do it. I had all of that. But if I've got time to go to the gym, I've got time to sit down for 45, it's 50, every session's 50 minutes, because I don't think they do an hour for some reason. You got time to sit there 50 minutes and talk about some shit. And you'd really, and sometimes you don't even know that it's really on your chest until you start talking about it. You may start with something, start one place and you end up somewhere completely different.
Mm. Yeah, no, I did the same thing as like, it took me, because I was comfortable, right? Let me go sit down with my mom and tell her everything. Sat down for like 2 hours and just had a big conversation and told her bare things. So I was like, "Rah."
That was after
therapy, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was until I was comfortable. I was like, okay. I did that and sat down. I was like, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I felt like I was cheating and I was confessing my cheating. Mm. I was like, so on Thursdays when I said I was going having a meeting, I was actually.
Yeah. Same ones. Where did you? I was at a meeting.
Yeah.
In Stratford. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
exactly where I was.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's just one of them.
You know what's mad about that as well? Is like, I feel like they wouldn't even be shocked, because it's like, the communication is so bad anyways. Not to go into it, it's a bit too deep. But like, if I was to just say, oh, I'm going out this way, right?
There we go.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I wouldn't even have to, where are you going? I'm good. My mom doesn't even know I do a podcast.
So if my mom thinks we do radio, you know?
She asked me where you going. I said, I'm going to see my friends.
I was doing Mercy Lit for 2 years before they were proper asking, oh, what's that little thing that you do on a Saturday?
Two years.
My mom knows, but she doesn't know what a podcast is. She's like,
that's radio, why I don't explain
radio
it.
Radio is easier.
Yeah. If I just say I
really subscribed, they don't listen.
Numbers.
I give like every so often there've been intervals in it.
Yeah.
First of all, it's what's that little thing you do?
Yeah.
Second thing is it a radio station?
Are you still going?
Are you still going? First thing. Oh, what is that? What's a podcast? Like, you know what I mean? Just the various stages of trying to explain to these people what this is.
When the bag comes in, is that, this is what I was doing.
All of a sudden, wow.
This podcast, how do I do it?
Yeah. Trust me.
That's probably one of the reasons, though. Some of the reasons why black men don't go to therapy is just, a lot of black men are referred by their female relatives to go. sometimes quite behind their backs sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, so black women will see that they need it. They'll probably discuss it one, two times, but then like someone's sister or aunt or mom or whatever will go to the therapist and be like, oh, can I put my son in or this, that. Some don't turn up. Some come for like one session. You know what I mean? Like, from what I spoke to one of my friends, he does, he's a therapist. It's like, you know, it's just really hit and miss.
Mm. So, yeah.
Something that needs to be changed. It's a culture thing, though.
Yeah, we need more awareness, to be fair.
Mm.
Is it a lack of black therapists as well?
There's a website.
Yeah, but most people, I'm saying like most people not from our generation don't actually know about that website.
But not...
if you literally Google black therapists in the UK, it'll be the first one.
But they wouldn't search that, though.
But then also not everybody black wants a black therapist.
Really?
Sometimes, like, some people I've had conversations with anyway, they're like, oh, it'd be too, they don't want it,
oh, people too close to be
too
home.
Understanding of the culture.
No, I want them to understand where I'm coming
from. So, I would as well. Yeah. That's my thing.
I get that.
Yeah, but some people are like, they just want, like, they want, yeah. Some people
just an impartial
want,
party. Like,
yeah, some people just want an old white woman who would just be like, who just be completely objective.
Yeah. You know? I can see that.
Do you know what? I'm actually thinking back because I had counseling once and it was like this trial session. I can't remember the company. And it was a Nigerian woman that I was speaking to. And I remember the experience was a bit weird because she was asking like really kind of like stereotypical questions. She was like, oh, you're working, so you must have a nice wife that's cooking meals for you and stuff like that. And all of the assumptions she was kind of making, I had to at the end say to her, like, you're making assumptions about a lot of things. Like, for example, if I was from the LGBTQ community and you asked me a question about my wife, I would have been like, why are you assuming?
Mm.
And I definitely think there's an issue with proximity.
Mm-hmm.
I do think we need to speak to people who will understand our backgrounds can be quite diverse. Because one of the issues with, I don't want to go into this topic, one of the issues with black people is we kind of have, I don't even know how to explain this, but we have very similar beliefs.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes to culture in general, when it comes to religion, when it comes to approaches to spirituality, and people just assume because you're black, you follow
the same
thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then when you speak to white people, they have their own ideas as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit of a tricky situation to be in.
Yeah.
But my experience, my first experience with counseling was terrible.
Yeah.
For me personally.
With my life.
Trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go at some point, but you know.
Just do it. Sometimes just bite the bullet. The thing is, and also you always get like the, I call them trial sessions.
Mm.
You can do free trial sessions. Not all of them cost. Some of them are free. Like,
I might do it. I got referred for one. It was like a health anxiety one. Yeah, the letter came to my house. Yeah. When my dad threw that letter away,
really?
Listen, it was a whole thing. My dad threw it away. He said, "It's because you don't pray." That's it. That was his thing. That was his whole thing. It's like, you don't pray. So after that, I was like, "Well, not going back. Leave it alone."
Yeah.
Wait, how did he know? Was it on the letter?
He read it.
He opened it.
Yeah.
That's boundaries.
Because it was an NHS letter. He was like, "Oh, like."
And these are the things that I had to learn. Like,
he's doing sex.
But these are the things I had to learn.
NHS. The S is for sex.
But these are the things you had to learn when I was in therapy, like boundaries, man. Because obviously we're all young and we're all most are living at home still. And it's like, you can't necessarily fully enter adulthood and know about your own space. We've all been to uni and come back.
Mm.
And it's like, or never went, or never left, but stayed or whatever. Mm. So you've always been there. You've never kind of grown out of that position of child.
Yeah.
But you're an adult.
Mm.
So the thought of somebody opening your letters, for example, regardless of whether it's NHS or they're concerned, you learn, I had to learn a lot about boundaries and boundary setting, to the point where my therapist even broke down particular things like, if you are saying you're going to bed, say you are going to bed, make it clear, and then go. And if they knock on your door when you're sleeping, they're breaking the boundary because you've already said, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you just go and then like, they just come in and whatever, it's just, you know what I mean? It's just things like that, little things, mad.
Like, oh man, do you know how many times, especially when I tell these guys as well, like there's so many little things that happen in my house and like it just gets to me. Like you said, even like, the knocking the door, like they don't open, they just come through.
They knock, like they open. My parents, yeah. It's like,
my dad will just pull up if he wants to. There was a time, this might be too much, but I don't care. Well. But like, So I always get myself like a new like fragrance or something. So I got Savage, whatever. And like, I used it one time. My dad liked the smell of it. Cool, whatever. Every morning before this guy would come into work, he would come into my room and just use it.
Really?
And I would wake up and I would look at him. He's just giving me eye contact. I don't know what to do from here.
My dad was the same. His bill.
And it's like, you paid his bill?
You know what I mean? Like, so he'll be like, so you're mad? So you're angry? Like the way he'll say it will make me feel stupid for even getting pissed off about it.
I think that might be, honestly, we're similar like
even
that.
Even earlier
well.
Today, yeah, yeah. Not earlier today, yesterday.
I'm finished.
My parents, they went Nigeria. And I went to pick them up, everything best, whatever. My mum bought new sponges and stuff for her, my dad and my sister. I had my own, right? But I've been in the house for a while, so I've used it. I've put it on whatever, in the bathroom, blah, blah, blah. So I wake up on, I think, Thursday or Friday, and I'm going down. My sponge isn't there. I'm looking for it. It's not in the bathroom. I'm like, Mom, did you throw my sponge away? She's quiet. And she's like, oh, was that yours? Was that your sponge? I said, Mom, there's four of us in the house. Why is there only three sponges? Surely I would have a sponge. Oh. And like,
golly.
I can't really get into it. Like, it's like, I got to just make it their what house.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know what I mean?
And it's, but like, that's it's mad. Like, but it's just, it's hard to, like you said, it's hard to, but I guess, yeah, that makes sense. You just have to do it sometimes, put your foot down, but it's just tough. But I do feel like I need counseling as well, because like, I feel like as a black man as well, I literally just go through day by day and I'm like, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. I'm going to figure it out. Then all of a sudden I feel mad moody for some reason and I don't know why. Then I'm distracting myself. It goes away, comes back again. Mm. And then my mom's throwing something else out or my dad's using something. Like one time he was wearing my shorts. There was one time in my house. My whole family did a big combo. Yeah, I come in, sister's wearing my hoodie, mad. Dad's wearing my shorts, mad. My mom's wearing my slippers, mad. I'm just like, rah.
So you wore my whole outfit. You wore my house.
So everyone went into my room and did shopping. I was like, okay.
There was one time I was literally chilling in my room. Like, I mean, if you follow me on Instagram, I'm kind of like just vibesy. Yeah. Just trying to just set my energy right and do all this stuff. Yeah. Sitting there, and then all of a sudden, like, they all burst in, want to complain about one person in the room. I'm like, I don't want any of this in here.
I'm not here for this.
And nobody would leave. So I was like, you actually won't leave the room.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Let me just take myself out of my room.
Yeah. And they'd be like, where are you going?
Downstairs. Yeah. Into your room. That's where I'll go.
You definitely have to have your own space. Like,
you have your own space, but then if they enter it and they won't leave, like squatters.
Yeah. It's mad. It's mad. Being an adult in like your parents' house, it's very mad.
Yeah,
it's
tough. Nah,
like, it's a very tough one.
Difficult. Like my mom, yeah. She asked me to borrow something, yeah. And I was like, for what? Just curious, for what? She got mad because I asked her for it and said, never mind, I don't want it. How could you ask me for what? Am I not an adult? I was like,
Am I not an adult?
I was like, you've asked to borrow something. I just for what? Mm. And I was like, just for what? Got steaming.
Yeah.
I don't respect her because I've asked her for what.
That riles me, bro.
Remember, ask me for, can I ask you for a favor? I'm like, depends.
It depends.
I just leave them like that, and they have to deal. I've had to switch up on them, man. Mm.
Alex has had enough.
Alex has had enough.
I get rattled.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well,
that was a long answer to one question.
Man. Yeah. So it was two questions.
Yeah.
Hey man, they got what they got. That was off the table.
You got an episode.
Yeah. If you want to talk about it, get counselling. I think you should. Thank you for listening.
Do you want to plug the website for the therapy? Things.
Yes.
Oh, if we have. I need to Google black therapist.
If you just type in black therapist, it should come up.
Black therapist UK.
Yeah.
We'll post something as well for you. If you can find it. Oh, you found it now?
It is www.batten.org.uk.
Yeah.
Go find your fucking black therapist.
Yeah.
Your fucking blacks.
Worst come to just Google black therapist UK and it'll come up first.
Go sort out your fucking problems.
Go sort out your fucking problems, you bloody fucking blacks.
Where can I find you guys?
I'm mostly on Instagram now, so I'm at Alex Reads on Instagram. You can hear me on Mostly Lit and What Matters with Alex Reads podcast.
Eads McKenzie on Twitter and Instagram. Find me on Squat Studios.
Wow. Just
That's, oh, how can I forget my podcast name? Don't Alert the Stands podcast. And yeah, Eads McKenzie for everything else.
Jeez.
You can find us Table for Free UK on Twitter.
Don't Instagram. Find us. Bye.